What's that thing with a hubcap in it over there?
So this is called a resonator guitar, or commonly referred to as a dobro, the same thing. And there's a guy that realized that if you put a kind of like a hubcap down in the body of a guitar, you could get a lot more sound out of it. And so they did that back in the 20s or so.
Before they had amplifiers.
Yeah, a lot of places didn't have amplifiers yet, didn't have electricity even. In a lot of places they were playing dances, and the guitar was a little quiet, so this added a lot of amplification to those situations. And then it's played with this bar here, so you can do all kinds of cool things. You can even, you slide the bar around on the strings, and you can make really spooky music, like for Halloween.
Well, that Halloween sound, I love that sound.
Ooh. You can do that kind of stuff if you want to. So you can get started right away. You just get one of these bars, and you start sliding it around on the strings. And before you know it, you can just make some nice sounds with it.
Charlie just sits on his porch on Halloween night with a pumpkin on his head and his dobro in his lap, and he makes spooky noises.
Hey, Kevin, I was wondering about this next song here about Riley roving around.
I know nothing about this song.
I think he might have been a buddy of Joey's, don't you think? Joey and Riley, they're like that.
Rove Riley, rove. That's right. He stole Joey's new trousers. I learned this from some old-time bands play this really fast with fiddles, and we play the Little Red Shed version.
Little Red Shed, coming at you.
Went up on a mountain, gave my horn a blow. Thought I heard my true love saying, yonder comes my bow. Rove, Riley, rove. Give me bread. Pretty girl gave me one sweet kiss about to knock me dead. Rove, Riley, rove. Rove, Riley, rove. Rove, Riley, poor boy ain't got nowhere to go. Charlie. Thank you. Riley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go.
Roving Riley. Hey.
Let's get Charlie to sing
Let's get Charlie. What are the twist his arm? He'll sing a song. What do you got, Charlie?
Well, this is a song called Teardrops Will Fall. It's about a guy missing his gal, I think. But I listen to a lot of a guy named Ry Cooder, and you can have your parents find him on YouTube. That's how I came to find this song. And he's a great guy to listen to also for playing the slide. So. All right, Teardrops Will Fall. One, two, three. I read your letter. Tears filled my eyes. And all of your promises fading were nothing but lies. So I turned your photograph over.
Sad song, Charlie.
It's a little sad. Way.
That's as close as we get to pop music.
Well, we nailed it. Nailed the pop sound. Funny thing.
We'll dig one up from the old Big Red Barn songbook here. We put this out on a Big Red Barn album.
Album.
That was called Barn Again. We made some time ago.
Back in the good old days. The song was written back in the 1920s, which was about 100 years ago by Mr. Blind Willie McTell, a blind musician of all things. It's called Honey, It Must Be Love. And we've done it about 10 different ways, and today we're going to do it the 11th way. 1, 2, 3, 4 Well, tell me, honey, gotta tell me, please. Is my lover most hard to please? I'm feeling weak in my knees. Honey, well, it must be love. Got a funny little feeling right up my spine. To my head like cherry wine. Makes me think that the world is mine. Honey, well, it must be love. Well, I hear a church bell ring. I see visions clear. I heard a little birdie sing. I know darn well there's no birdie near. I don't like your shirts and ties. They don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Honey, well, it must be love. Man, a poor man, beggar man, a king, make you give up everything. Pretty little mama, feeling that sting. Honey, well, it must be love. Preacher threw his Bible down. A rabbit went out and hugged a hound. Now King Edward gave up the crown. Well, it must be love. I hear a church bell ring. I see visions clear. And ties, they don't seem to harmonize. They don't match your big brown eyes. Honey, well, it must be love. Honey, well, it must be love. Perfect, boys.
All right.
That was the 11th way, wasn't it?
Hopefully you got off your couch and started dancing to that one.
Yeah, well, that was a dance tune for sure.
All right, we're going to go back to fiddle tunes. Since we don't have a fiddle player, we just play the fiddle tunes. And this one is another one that came from the great band of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Only, like most of those songs back then, people found the songs instead of writing the songs. And they found this one. It was apparently written by a Polish composer in the 1840s.
Yeah.
I kid you not, I read it on Wikipedia.
You expect
today.
Us to believe that?
I cannot pronounce his name. This is an exercise for the listener to go look up who wrote Maiden's Prayer and where did it come from. But it's an old, old song, and then Bob Wills wrote some words to it, which we're not going to sing, and arranged it for his big band, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
I learned this song and used to play this on the fiddle, Kevin.
You did?
Yes, I did, back in the old days when I played the fiddle. I played it for about 15 years, and then I realized that I should have started when I was about 2, like all those little fiddle kids, you know, that just knock you out. I don't know, it was around in 1970 or something like that, and I thought it was written in San Francisco, because that's where I was living. This guy showed me this tune, and he said, listen to this, it's called Maiden's Prayer. I think I wrote it or something like that. And I thought, oh, maybe this guy wrote it like yesterday, but no, it was written.
Apparently not.
A bazillion years ago.
A guy from
so
Poland in
go.
The 1840s. You know, Ken, Charlie and I have been playing with you for 20 years, and was that the first time you knew
that's
that
the first
played?
Time, you know. We kind of wonder what else Ken is holding back on us here. We never knew he played any fiddle.
I had a big fire in my backyard and with it burned down a bunch of twigs and trees and stuff like that, and I just tossed the fiddle right in there. It was a very frustrating instrument to play. But anyway, let's play Maiden's Prayer.
All right.
I'm goes something like that.
Yeah.
In fact, it goes exactly nice. Like that. Prime material there, gentlemen.
Have you kids ever thought about where music came from? I mean,
I just want to listen to you, Charlie.
Who started music anyway? I wonder if people all over the world, does everybody play music? Or just, it seems like it's in a lot of places, but how did it get started anyway?
We're like birds.
We're kind of like birds, and like lots of other animals too, I guess, that make a lot of noises. But yeah, it's an interesting question, and I wonder what music feels like to you kids when you listen to it, and if you like certain kinds of music more than others, and well, why does that happen anyway? Well, I don't know. It's a strange thing.
It's all strange. Music, strange. All the notes are up there. It's like they're all up there, and you just go on and go and grab a few, like you're picking cherries off the tree. You know, I think I'll take that one. Look, that sounds good. That's just what we did in that last song, by the way. Is I was listening to Kevin. He went up and grabbed a funny note, and I said, maybe I'll play this note. Maybe that would sound good with Kevin, and so that's what I would do. It's kind of one way.
And after you hang out and play with the same folks for a long time, you start kind of reading each other's minds.
That's a little weird.
That's true.
Let's try this one, Kim.
This one, I don't know. Is this a superhero song? This is a song about a kid with a cape, wearing a cape. Maybe I wouldn't try all of this at home, but gives you something to think about. This one is written by one of my songwriting heroes named Guy Clark. He actually wrote it with his wife, Susanna, and it's called The Cape. Three, four. Well, he's 8 years old with a flower sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage while he's figuring what the heck. Screwed his courage up so tight that the whole thing come unwound. He got a running start, and bless his heart, he's headed for the ground. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Well, he's all grown up with a flower sack cape tied all around his dreams. He's full of spit and vinegar, yeah, he's busting at the seams. He licked his finger and checked the wind. Yeah, it's gonna be do or die. He ain't scared of nothing, boys. He's pretty sure he can fly. Well, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. And hold your breath and always trust your cape.
spread your arms and hold your breath.
Sing and hold your nose.
Hold your nose.
Darn you, Charlie.
When you think of holding your breath, you know, like if you jump in the swimming pool, you hold your nose. So
spread your arms and hold your nose. And always trust you.
I thought that was a legitimate mistake.
Well, it was.
We've got another song about a gambler, Ramp. We're going to do this real quick because we're looking at the
clock. We got time for one more, Vern? All right.
Thanks. We're going to pull this one out of the bag here. We just kind of put this together in the last couple of weeks. Written by that well-known songwriter, Riley Puckett. Riley yes, Puckett. Sir. Was he from 1934, somewhere in there? I think he was kind of a hillbilly sort of a guy, I do believe. But this song sort of speaks for itself. Kind of a hobo tune, don't you think? It's kind of hobo-ish.
He's probably friends with Riley and
yeah,
Joey.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Riley Punk, he knows Joey.
All right.
I'm going to kick it off.
You want to count it off and I'll sort it out.
One, two, three. Tell you people I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a thief and a gambler and a stay out every night. I eat three porterhouse steaks each day and night for my board. Now, that's more than any flatfoot in your town can afford. Got a big electric fan, keeps me cool while I sleep, and a pretty little girl just to tickle my feet. I'm a gambler, a rambler, lit up every night. I tell you folks I'm ragged but right. Well now I go anywhere, I don't pay no fare. I can ride a freight train most anywhere. Now if I win, if I lose, I don't get the blues. I'm a rootin' tootin' joker, that's me. But I'm right. I'm a thief and a gambler, and I stay out most every night. I eat three porterhouse steaks each night and day for my board. That's more than any flatfoot in your town can afford. I got an electric fan, keeps me cool while I sleep. Pretty little girl, just to tickle my feet. I'm a rambler, gambler, lit up every night. I tell you folks I'm ragged, I tell you folks I'm ragged, tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. Ragged but right.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah,
we are Little
you.
Red Shed. Once again, that's Charlie Gerchi over there on the banjo and the dobro. Ken Glaster on the guitar and the mandola. My name's Kevin Brown. And thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Little Red Shed, comprised of Kevin Brown, who was just speaking. He was playing the guitar and mandolin. Then Ken Glaster, who was also playing guitar and mandolin. Charlie Gerchi, who was playing banjo and dobro. and we've been able to bring you this kids' concert because of our event donors, Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, Rocket Bakeries, and Sayer, Sayer & Fossum, Attorneys at Law. Also, thanks to you, the Spokane Public Radio members, to Hearn Brothers, to the Spokane Public Radio staff members. You'll be able to hear this concert online at SpokanePublicRadio.org, along with a video. Plus, there's a sheet under events on our website to print out in color. Then we invite you to keep listening to KPBX 91.1 for more information about future kids' concerts. This concert took place a few hours before the beginning of summer. A few days after the end of summer, we'll have the next of our kids' concerts. It will be Villa Jazz and Blues on September 25th. Of course, the most important thing to say is thank you to you, our kids' concert audience, attending all these years to all those concerts of so many types in so many places, and now currently in these on the radio kids' concerts. It's been great having you for an audience.